Hare Krishna. Happy Friday morning. We are reading Canto 8, Chapter 5, The Demigods Appeal to the Lord. And this is almost the beginning of the... Today we will reach the beginning of the Star Wars. Seventh is the next, yes, although there are no purports, so purports are only in verse 15. I think we can chant seven, that's okay.
Shashtascha chakshusha putra.
Chakshusho nama vaimano. Puru Purusha Sudyumna Pramukash Chakshushatmaja Word to word Shashta, the sixth Cha and Chakshusha of Chakshu Putra, the sun Chakshusha Chakshusha Nama, named. Vai, indeed. Manu, Manu. Puru, Puru. Purusha, Purusha. Sudyumna, Sudyumna. Pramukha, headed by. Chakshusha Atmaja, the sons of Chakshusha. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and then we will read a few more verses until we come to a purport. The son of Chakshu, known as Chakshusha, was the sixth Manu. He had many sons, headed by Puru, Purusha, and Sudyumna. Sudyumna, I think, is discussed in the beginning of Canto 9 is the first, I think, what we call it. Now we call it transgender. He was 2 months man, 2 months woman. But he was going backwards and forwards, I think. That's the beginning of Canto, this is the beginning of Canto 9. So we'll read a few more verses. 8. Indro mantra drumastatra deva apyada yogana munayastatra vairajan havishmat virakadaya. During the reign of Chakshusha Manu, the king of heaven was known as Mantra Druma. Hare Krishna. Have you heard about Mantra Druma? No. He was the king of heaven. So you can be the king of heaven. Nobody even heard about your name. Among the demigods were the Apyas, and among the great sages were Havishman and Viraka. Have you heard about Viraka? Have you heard about Havishman? No. So we can be a big, big sage in this world, and then our descendants will say, who? Who was that? 9. Tatrapi devasambhutyam vairajasya bhavatsuta ajito nama bhagavan amshena jagatapati. In this sixth manvantara millennium, Lord Vishnu, the master of the universe, appeared in his partial expansion. He was begotten by Vairaja in the womb of his wife Devasambhuti, and his name was Ajita. So Ajita, that's a little more famous. 10. Payodim yena nirmatya suranam sadita suda brahmanam bhasidrita kurma rupena mandara. By churning the ocean of milk, Ajita produced nectar for the demigods in the form of a tortoise. He moved here and there, carrying on his back the great mountain known as Mandara. So tortoise, you must have heard. Krishna is tortoise. So Ajita took the form of tortoise. He was sitting on the top and he was helping. So this, he had a lot of pastimes. 11:12. So here, Parikshit interrupts. Shri Rajavacha Yatha Bhagavata Brahman Mattita Kshirasagara Yadartam Va Yatashchadrim Dadaram Bocharatmana Yathamritam Surai Praptam Kim Chanyadabhavatata Etat Bhagavata Karma Vadasva Paramadbhutam. King Parikshit inquired, O great Brahmana, Shukadeva Goswami. By the way, Shukadeva Goswami was apparently not initiated, but he is called Brahmana because of his spiritual knowledge. O great Brahmana, Shukadeva Goswami, why and how did Lord Vishnu churn the ocean of milk? Like if I say that, you know, that 15 years ago there was a big lake of milk in the middle of Ljubljana, and Lalit Govinda Prabhu churned it. So he was like, wait, how did it, why did he do this? How did it happen? He would ask, right? For what reason did he stay in the water as a tortoise and hold up Mandara Mountain? How did the demigods obtain the nectar? And what other things were produced from the churning of the ocean? This is famous because there were 13 super special gifts, magical objects produced from the ocean. Kindly describe all these wonderful activities of the Lord. 13. Tvaya sankatyamanena mahim nasatvatampate natitripyati me chittam suchiram tapatapitam. It's a beautiful verse. My heart, which is disturbed by the three miserable conditions of material life, is not yet sated. No, it's not too much. Is not yet sated. Nenasichan? But when you are full, you ate. Sating means you have eaten to. Nasititisa, you have this word? Yeah? Sating is connected with bitisit. With, yeah. Bodhisattva Prabhu says that in the material world there is satiation, dasinasitish, correct? But no satisfaction. And in the spiritual life there is satisfaction but no satiation. Never full, never enough, but you're happy. So my heart is burning, but it's not yet sated with hearing you describe the glorious activities of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of the devotees. 14. Shri Suta Uvacha Samprishto Bhagavan Evam Dvaipayana Suto Dvija Abhinandya Harer Viryam Abhyachashtum Prachakrame. Shri Suta Goswami said, O learned Brahmanas assembled here at Naimisharanya, when Shukadev Goswami, the son of Dvaipayana, was thus questioned by the king, he congratulated the king and then endeavored to describe further the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some churning is going on. Is it up or down?
Is it the bread making in the cellar, or is it something? Oh, it's from there, my God. Okay, 15:16, and here we have the purport.
Shishuka vacha yada yudhe surair deva badyamana shita yudai gata savanipatita notishteran smaburisha yada durvasa shapena sendra lokastrayo nripa nikshrikaschabavam statraneshur ijyadaya kriya.
Shukadeva Goswami said, when the asuras, with their serpent weapons, severely attacked the demigods in a fight, many of the demigods fell and lost their lives. Indeed, they could not be revived. At that time, O king, the demigods had been cursed by Durvasa Muni. The three worlds were poverty-stricken, and therefore ritualistic ceremonies could not be performed. The effects of this were very serious.
Purport. It is described that while Durvasa Muni was passing on the road, he saw Indra on the back of his elephant and was pleased to offer Indra a garland from his own neck. Indra, however, being too puffed up, took the garland, and without respect for Durvasa Muni, he placed it on the trunk of his carrier elephant. The elephant, being an animal, could not understand the value of the garland, and thus the elephant threw the garland between his legs and smashed it. Seeing this insulting behavior, Durvasa Muni immediately cursed Indra to be poverty-stricken, bereft of all material opulence. Thus the demigods, afflicted on one side by the fighting demons and on the other side by the curse of Durvasa Muni, lost all material opulences in the three worlds. To be extremely opulent in materialistic advancement is sometimes very risky. The materially opulent person does not care about anyone, and thus he commits offenses to great personalities such as devotees and great saints. This is the way of material opulence. As described by Shukadeva Goswami, dhana durma dandha, too much wealth makes one blind. This happens even to Indra in his heavenly kingdom, and not to speak of others in this material world. When one is materially opulent, he should learn to be sober and well-behaved toward Vaishnavas and saintly persons, otherwise he will fall down. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Meritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guravai Namaha Vancha Kalpa Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Yasya Prasadadagyapi Sadhya Sarvagyatam Rajetsa Shri Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan Samprasidato May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Nectar is something that everybody likes. Everybody likes nectar. So demigods are drinking nectar every day. But the first time they got it was after the Star Wars. Yes, that's coming up. In fact, the director George Lucas, I think his name is. So he invited Joseph Campbell, and Joseph Campbell
took a lot from the Upanishads, from the Mahabharata. He took actually from here to give him ideas about the Star Wars, about this force, may the force be with you, meditation, being a disciple. Our Sataraj has written a whole book about it. Jedi in the Lotus, I think he called this book, Jedi in the Lotus, how it's coming from, how a lot of these concepts are coming from the Vedas. So this nectar has been produced in the churning of the ocean on advice of the Lord, Ajita, because the chapter is called The Demigods Appeal. They say, oh, Krishna! Before that, they suffer before appealing. So it says that Indra was offered a garland. So Durvasa was walking on the street. He saw Indra and he thought, okay, you take the garland. He gave Indra the garland. So Indra took the garland, but then he decided to put it on the head of the elephant, which was so-so, not too bad. Then there were too many bees. Bzzz, you may have this experience when you have some nice flowers, then a lot of bees are coming. And some people are afraid of the bees. Are you afraid of the bees? When you have a bee, we think, oh, it will bite me. And then the bees started coming to the elephant. Maybe there were many bees. So he took the garland and threw it down. And then he stepped on the garland. So Durvasa saw and cursed. He said, you do not value. You are too proud. You are puffed up. So you will lose everything. And they did. They lost everything. So everybody suffered. The three worlds were suffering. The demigods were suffering. They were fighting. They could not defeat the demons. The demons, as soon as somebody died, they had very superior medical science, meaning that they revived. Somebody died, they revived. Sanjeevani mantra. They chanted the mantra and the demon would come back. And the demigods, they had no nectar. They had no mantra. And they were cursed. So they were defeated. They died, they were defeated. So this is a frequent story, that somebody becomes proud and then he has to suffer. But you can see that Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't stop there. Bhagavatam shows how the demigods, what do? They go to Krishna. They turn to Krishna. So there is a famous verse by an Indian poet. That when we suffer, we turn to God, and then we ask for help. So he often helps, but he says, if we turn to God in happiness, then there would be no suffering. If you turn to God in happiness, there would be no suffering. There is a proverb also in Ukrainian, Як тривога, то до Бога. If there is something disturbing, then God is there. Because who else can help? So the demigods appeal to Krishna. And then he helps. He comes. How does he help? He doesn't just say, okay, you just relax. I'll snap my fingers. And he snaps the fingers and everything is good. No, he says, you do the big, first make peace with the demons. Then do the big churning of the ocean. And they churn and churn and churn. And then from this ocean, first poison comes. And then they ask Shiva to drink the poison. Shiva drinks the poison, keeps in the throat. So that's why he's called Nilakanta, blue-throated Nilakanta. And then other amazing things are coming. And then finally Dhanvantari comes out with nectar. He comes with nectar and he's... And then what happens? Demigods take away the nectar. Then Mohini Murti comes. And then they fight. But they already have the nectar, so everything is good. So Prabhupada points out that this is coming from being puffed up, from being proud, from being very proud. So we are proud. As soon as I have something, a little bit of something's good, something that's good, I immediately feel, yes, I am so special. And because of this, I become blind, and then because of this, some fall down is occurring. So we have, just a few days ago, we had a birthday of Franz Josef. What was his, was he the second emperor of Austro-Hungary? I think this building that's being torn down was built still when he was the king, probably, right? And he was the emperor. So our grandmothers still remember that, oh yes, Franz Josef was good, because they remember the coins, and there was this guy with the sideburns, yes, silver coins, and it sounded like it's a steady time. So he was ruling for like 60 or for a long time. And because it was his birthday a few days ago, so there were some descriptions of his life. So after the royal family learned that the French emperor was killed in the revolution, 1798, there was a revolution, communards, and they killed the king, then the next ones killed the revolutionaries, and it was a lot of blood. So then the royal family in Vienna, they decided each emperor and each king must have a profession. So Franz Josef was also a master in bookbinding. He knew how to make the bookbinding. So if in case he couldn't be the emperor, he could earn money by bookbinding. So all the royal family, they were trained also in some profession. So this is, in common language, it's called old money. There's new money and old money. They call it nouveau-riche, nouveau-riche. Nouveau-riche means just the person who gets rich quickly, recently. He was not very wealthy, and then he all of a sudden becomes wealthy, and he becomes intoxicated. They have a study how, I don't know if it's true here, but in the USA, they dislike the BMWs on the street. They say that a BMW, BMW, they do not look at other people. Because usually in the USA, if you can buy a BMW, you are rich. And if you are rich, you don't care about other people. So people who drive the BMWs, they will, you know, they can run the red light, they can tailgate. I don't know how you translate this. They create trouble on the street for you. Because they think, I'm rich. Everybody should run away. Everybody should, not everybody, of course, but this is statistical observation. Whereas you can see that this is the description of old money. They usually will be trained from childhood to be disciplined and to have some humility in a proper family, because they understand if they don't train in some humility, money anyway makes one drunk, makes one, or what money, power make one drunk, intoxicated. So if they do not train them in some humility, they will insult people and they will make suffering for others, and obviously they will lose everything, or they will suffer themselves. We see that in many places, royal family grow in the boarding school, which is quite austere. Yeah, so away from your parents. I remember in my childhood, this was how they were trying to scare you. If you do not behave nicely in the school, we will send you to the boarding school for whatever, or orphans, or for criminals, or for something. Yeah? It was a scare. I don't know if it was here like this also. That behave yourself, otherwise we will send you away. But you can see that royal aristocracy, there was no question. They were all sent to a boarding school. In many countries, like in Britain, or in, you can see also in India, to be trained in discipline. So we, in India, of course, we have Gurukul. So everybody, all the Kshatriyas, so royal order, Brahmanas, priests and teachers and scholars, and all the businessmen, Vaishyas, they were trained in the Gurukuls. They were trained in the Gurukuls where they had to humbly serve the teacher and be trained in some humility, depending on the case, more or less. So that they, in the future, could be less intoxicated and show more respect. Because the alternative here is Indra, who externally, it was not even such a big problem. Okay, he was offered a garland, and the garland was ended up on the ground, on the road. But Durvasa knew that inside there is some pride, that Indra is proud. And so Indra loses the kingdom, his demigods lose the kingdom, and the whole universe suffers. The whole universe is suffering. You can think, oh, what is this? He made a mistake and we suffer. I don't know. It looks like Slovenia so far is very pious, because it rains in the night. And it says if the king is pious, I don't know. Obviously, you will have many people who are dissatisfied. But it rains here in the night. So many problems around the world, fires, storms, floods. So far, Slovenia seems to be doing pretty well. Of course, we have Padayatra all around Slovenia. We have Hare Krishna chanting, so that is obviously helping. I'm half joking about some of these things, but if the people are pious, if the ruler is pious, then usually life will be more or less okay. But even if some of the citizens are pious, still suffering may come. Like, not all the demigods were proud, but they suffered. Not everybody in the universe was bad, but they had to suffer. And they had to suffer for like 1,000 years. Because it's like the weather. Yeah, so, seasons. So autumn is nice, winter is cold. Spring will probably be nice, summer can be hot, depending on the place. Fortunately, the universe we have a very nice climate. Here we have 90% good weather, and 10% only is Kali Yuga. Only 10% for extreme weather. And in the individual lives, also it will be sometimes bad weather, something that you have to survive. You have to turn to Krishna, pray to Krishna, take shelter in Krishna. As we will see here, the demigods, Indra made a small mistake, it seems. You know, like What did I do? Indra just took off the garland and put it on the elephant. What's his fault that the elephant threw it on the ground? Why? And okay, maybe Indra was a little proud, but why we should suffer? We may think, right? What's my fault that Indra didn't respect the garland sufficiently? But in the material world, there will always be these seasons, summer and winter, and the solution is always the same. Like Parikshit, he was cursed that he will die in 7 days. Not only die, he will die in a very horrible, how to say, very gruesome, very terrifying way. That is fire-breathing bird. I think it's a dragon, right? It's like Lublansky Zmai. Ljubljana dragon breathes fire? Does he breathe fire? Anyway, so this dragon is supposed to come and bite Parikshit. And Parikshit is loved by everybody. Still, he doesn't spend this time thinking, oh, why did I get cursed? Oh, should I fight back? He understands, okay, I've ruled for 60 years. I think he ruled for about 30 years. He was about 60. He ruled for 30 years. He decides, okay, I've ruled for 30 years. I've done what I had to do. Now, why don't I hear Srimad Bhagavatam? And so he spends 7 days and nights hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and gets the direct flight to Goloka. Direct flight to the spiritual world. So this Bhagavatam is like a ticket to Goloka Vrindavan. Ticket to the spiritual world. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can fly to the spiritual world. But even before we fly to the spiritual world, it gives us some instructions how to survive, how to live our life until the time comes. And we see that the lessons from this section is: do not be proud, be humble, and show respect. So be tolerant, show respect, be humble. This way you can survive till the time of death is due in a proper way. And we, in the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful verse, Esha Budir Budimatam. This is the wisdom of the wise. Because with the temporary material body, this body is temporary, you can buy eternal life. So this life is temporary. It's not so expensive. Just one life, Prabhupada says. But you can buy eternity. So this is a very good investment. You invest a little bit and you get infinite return. So he says this is very intelligent. It's very intelligent if you use our body for bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam helps us do this amazing investment of the temporary body for the eternal return. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ajita, Vishnu's avatar, ki jai. Chakshusha, manvantara, ki jai. Mantra, druma, indra. Accepting advice from Ajita, ki jai. So, some questions, comments?
Yes.
What should be our mood when we are happy, like when we're really happy, when turning towards Krishna?
So what should be our mood when we are happy? It should be gratitude. So you say, Krishna, thank you. And trying to be... So... humble. I think there is one famous author, G.K. Chesterton. He was writing, he was very religious. I think he wrote that gratitude is joy increased by wonder. So if something is good, that's joy. But gratitude means it's this much joy, but we feel wonder. Wow! And then it becomes this much. I think it was here that Urmila Devi was saying that humility increases ecstasy. For example, if I get this much mercy, yes, and I feel that I deserve this much, then my happiness will be this much. Yeah? But if I get this much mercy, and I think I deserve this much, then this will be how much ecstasy I will feel. So the humbler I am, the bigger is the ecstasy. And gratitude seems to be that expression of humility, which increases our joy. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you for sending all this. So gratitude to thank Krishna. Okay, we have some comments from internet. Sudama also does not like BMW because of this reason. May the force Balaram Jagannath be with you. Okay, that's from Mirko. Can try see there. Vala B says, I understand the quality humility is not mentioned amongst the qualities of the brahmanas. Why is that? It is mentioned. It is mentioned, but not in the Gita. In the Gita we have some, shamo damas tapah shaucham. Shamo damas tapah shaucham. So, shama is control of the mind, dhamma control of the senses. So, humility, it's just one word. So humility is included in shama, control of the mind. But in otherwise, in the Gita, many places humility, it's the beginning of knowledge. Amanitam adambitam. Chapter 13, verse 8 describes humility, two kinds of humility in the beginning. So this is from Valabi, okay. And Avadhuta Rai. Samashti jivas. It's a good question, but I don't think it's connected to the topic. Okay, this I think is connected. The Rai says, I read because of an offense only of one person to a pure devotee, a whole city or village can be destroyed. There are two examples in the CC. I know about Haridas Thakur. And what is the second one? I don't remember. Second example. Do you remember the second example? Haridas Thakur by Ramachandra Khan, right? Who else? I don't remember. Nowadays, cities and villages are not destroyed. If such offenses are made, what do you think? Well, are you sure they are not destroyed? First of all, they're... I think there's plenty of trouble in the world happening. to everybody. And if Krishna is tolerating, should we complain? We even know that when the guards were beating Haridas Thakur, Krishna was ready to cut. He told Haridas Thakur, I'm there with Chakra. I was there with Chakra, and I was waiting for the moment to cut, to kill these servants of Kazi who were beating Haridas. But I could not because you were praying. So maybe Haridas saw that something happened to that village. So afterwards he said, please don't punish them. Please don't punish them. Punish them because they do not know what they are doing and they just follow the order. So he was praying for them. So now the whole world obviously is obviously in a bad shape since about 5,000 years. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come 500 years ago to bless the world. So devotees are not going around to curse. Hey, you suffer. Hey, you suffer. Hey, they should suffer. Devotees are going around to pray for the blessings for the world. And they keep praying that the world may get a chance and improve. And we see that so much service people are actually offering to devotees. They listen to the Harinam, they join the Harinam, they buy the books, they buy prasadam. Do we have this? I think on Saturday there is some festival, vegan or vegetarian festival. So probably our devotees will also participate, so they will get another chance to take prasadam. So there is one judgment if Indra, which is supposed to be the purest of the pure, makes some offense, then there is some reaction. And there is another judgment if people who are in ignorance, who don't know how to act, they do something out of ignorance, but with it, they do also something good. So this is Chaitanya era, which began 500 years ago, and hopefully will expand, and is predicted to continue for 10,000 years. So therefore, now you have the mixed karma. Some suffering is there, but also the blessings keep expanding. And it's up to us, which side do we join? The blessings, and we want to be channel of blessings. People have enough channels of, there's enough of those who will curse. Who we need more are those who will carry the mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, please help me distribute the mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.